Blog Talk Radio.
Man, this shit is crazy right here, man. I don't know what I gotta keep doing. I gotta keep doing y'all. Y'all ain't fucking with me, man. I hate it. Alright? Jack. Yeah. LA West Coast off.
Killing shit, a homicidal, crazy nigga in a bell tower, sniper rifle, headhunting niggas. Used to think that we was bad, now I'm always getting hot. Used to think I'll always had a homie,
little Philly dog.
Used to think I'd never cry, and now a nigga's out of tears. Realizing what I used to think doesn't matter here. Used to think that self-esteem, I never had it. Played the wall, now all I do is wave my middle finger.
I used to be a
used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new now man, ain't no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more crying.
I was in love to the
end. When
is my time gonna come?
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used
some
to.
Some other niggas, they ain't me the jack of bitches. They can ain't both.
But I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
I used to be the fat kid, 285 pounds. If I was in your class, I'm the one you would clown. Used to think things would never change, a nigga couldn't get the help. Used to think my life was worthless. Used to wanna be them niggas that I saw on the TV. Used to wanna platinum record just for selling my CD. Used to lie to everybody, telling bitches what they wanna hear. Karma's real, used to think it wasn't. Year to year, I used to think that things would get a little better. Used to think that I would make it rap, and now I'm thinking never. Used to think you needed bars to win an award. Do you hear a CD, nigga? Right now I used to think that that would be me. But I used to think I wouldn't be alive to see. Woe with me. Used to think they wouldn't carry a dagger to the stuff and die. The only thing that you can never say, he used to never try.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was in love to the end. When is my time?
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
Some other niggas, they ain't me. The jack of bitches, they can act
both. Well, I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
Some other niggas, they ain't me. The jack of bitches, they can act both.
Fuck what I used to think, I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. Step your bars up and shut the fuck up and shut down. Bitches out of bounds, better pick a lane and do it quick. Cause I don't follow pussy over here, pussy follow dick. If you got a problem, turn around and walk. You either with it or you're not, that's it. We don't gotta talk, get the big boo. Bitch, you ain't cute. I'm watching thirsty niggas cause they like to think last and first shoot. Priorities don't mean a thing when homies are your enemies. And bitches getting babies, not a job or a wedding ring. Sad thing with sympathy, what are you, delirious? Check the dictionary. In between shit and syphilis. Never been more serious. Niggas don't even come around. The only niggas that I know that hold it down. I'm about to smoke a pound. Dagger's heavily medicated. Pupils dilated, I admit it.
Gotta stay faded.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man. No telling what I'm like.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man. No telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was in love to the
end.
When is my time gonna come?
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
Some other niggas, they ain't me. They
Well, you were looking for hate. Way to go.
Shut up, punk. Instead of being Mr. Funny Nigga, why don't you try being Mr. Help a Nigga Go Jump a Nigga and get his chain back? Man, I gotta find a way to get it before Thugnificent finds out.
Riley, let the chain go. Thugnificent wants it back, he can handle it.
Didn't he think I'm a punk and kick me out the crew?
It's just rocks and metal. It's only worth what you're willing to give up for it. Is it worth getting hurt again?
Yeah.
Going to jail?
Yep.
Getting killed?
Yes, sir.
Kissing a man?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Whoa. Kissing a man? I mean, if it feels natural and that's what you're into, I mean...
No, that don't count. That's a do-over. I didn't know you was going to say that.
Guess you really want that chain back.
No. The answer is no.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
Hey, hey, it's your girl Tamara Bubble, and it's Slap Sunday with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio. You better keep it locked. Bubble on deck.
That's right, y'all. It's cracking. The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, reality radio. If you're tuned in live or if you're listening to this joke convenience, it is officially Slap Sunday, the first Slap Sunday of the new year. So, again, one more time, I was saying for the last time, Happy New Year. All right? And then, because, yes, a lot of dope shit has already happened already. Not specifically to me. I just noticed a lot of things already in life because New Year's just started. So, we're going to start things off on a high note. But as always, shout out to the boss Eddie Topaz and Shay, because again, I heard they're with me on Bang Out Radio. So again, thank you for creating this and allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing. But again, all those that just respect reality, because again, you never know what you're going to hear. You never know what you may or who might quit. Sorry, I'm all over the place. I'm high. Really good. Okay. You never know what you may hear. You never know what may call in. You never know what's going to happen. But no matter what, it's always going to be real. All right, so you can expect that, because that's what's going to happen. All independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Got 5 shows, 4 of them do play music. We'll find a place for it in rotation, all right? So make sure you get it in. And then, of course, last but not least, if anybody takes the time out of the day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, support me, support my co-hosts, support independent artists. Again, if you support reality, that's what we're here for. Try to be just the voice for independence, period, however you want to put it. When it comes to music, when it comes to, like I said, beauties of the week, got a new beauty of the week. My first beauty of the week of the new year is supposed to check in tonight. We'll see if that works out. Got a lot of new music. Like I said, this is the spot where it's supposed to be at, all right, y'all? Bang Out Radio. Spread word about it. Talk about it. That's all y'all got to do. That's all we ask you to do. All right, I'm about to roll up some more weed, get things situated for this show, get my ideas together about what I'm going to talk about, maybe sip a little bit. But right now, brand new Peter Jones featuring Trell Mack. And Sean Archer, 3. Let's go. Slap Sunday.
Street knowledge entertainment, baby.
Yeah. It's the 4Q to question. You witnessing the rise of a Super Saiyan, Peter Jones. And this time, he brought the whole team with him.
It's the SKE. Motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Nigga, with your mind. Nigga, with your mind. It's the SKE. Motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Nigga, with your mind. Nigga, with your mind, bang.
It's the SKE. Motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Niggas better watch where they mind that new pilot. Hijacking it conscious, you heard? Content from a young scholar. Preach to the nation, that'll crap low dollar. But I make them holler till they get strapped up from the ghost that they just swallow. From these words and these verses, these niggas malnourished. They hate like they ain't heard it for their own reassurance. When I'm at block, this convergence, make non-believers learn that. Yeah, we came from the bottom, made it on the top and we earned that. It's a new golden dawn, 007 with the golden arm. Take one shot, let it go, you're gone. These lame rappers keep holding on, we're rolling on. Yeah, from the sun up though, don't get scared when I run up though. Tryna say I wasn't on the come up though, cause they never heard me on the come up show. But we run these streets, run these beats like we're police. What's through the dumb is owed to me. Crashing shit like DODs, you will see the takeover. Not Chicken Man or Jehovah, get your Philly hip hop makeover. Better yet, nigga, hang your space over the break.
It's the SKE. Motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Nigga, with your mind. Nigga, with your mind. It's the SKE. Motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Nigga, with your mind. Nigga, with your mind, bang.
Peter Jones ain't kill these niggas. When I'ma
do. I'ma kill these niggas, cause I don't feel these niggas. All these nerd ass rappers, and I'm tired of your little ass niggas. So I'ma show you how to do it though. When I jump in the studio, flow like Fluio. Act up, pull a Ruga up, put it straight to your head, twist your shit like Coolio. Can't fuck with the shit that I'm on. Stay fresh to death in that Louis Vuitton. Bring heat like LeBron, y'all niggas been wrong. Ain't no rapper out, you no fucking with Sean. Cause I'm so big when I do it. My style's got the game on locks. Fly like Mason, I'm more in depth. Low loony, so I got him saying, whoa, Black Rob, hold up. I'm about to blow up. When it's all said and done, y'all gon' know us. They say hip-hop is dead, well, you better be scared. Cause I'm about to wake it up like Folgers. Y'all niggas is dead, y'all rappers is weird. Y'all ain't no goons, no soldiers. Y'all some clowns, that want no beef. No, it ain't what's Khalif when my niggas roll up. Cause they got guns in the backpack, and a Mac in the back with a lack at. Pull up, let the window down like, what's up now, partner? And ain't no way you gonna stop that. S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at?
It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at? Nigga, where your mind? Nigga, nigga, where your mind? It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at? Nigga, where
yeah.
your mind? Nigga,
yeah.
nigga, where
yeah.
your mind at?
You know what time it is. Sassy the rapper when I rhyme like this. World War 3 when I bomb like this. DJ Kamala, rewind that shit. Ah, we good music like it's Kanye. I feel good with a $100 bill on my entree. Lyrics be sick and the flow be crazy. Got the blueprint like a zombie, baby. Got an attitude like we fucking with the mister. Got a little buzz now, fucking with your sister. See, it's nothing to a nigga when I put it to a nigga. 4-5, cop back, that's a bullet with a trigger, block. Smack dudes when I'm in a bad mood. A.K.A. a bad dude, I bring it with the bad news. I'm too pretty for a teardrop tattoo. I'm too gritty for your hustler. Cash rules, my mojo. When I come with the fofo, you better woo-woo-woo-woo-woo to the popo. When I squeeze your fo-do, these fake friends is emotional. Man, I got the game in the remote control. World is mine cause I built the glow. Friends become enemies, then I kill some foes. All I really rap about is stacking money. Hustlers, they on the block. Rubber bands and rapping money. Y'all was hungry after money. Now Ferrari's lapping 20. Feel so good up in the hood. Look at you when laugh at money, broke nigga. I ain't done yet. I'm too focused on my goals for a nigga have fun yet. Fuck a 600 bits, I gotta drop Lex. And I told you the crutches that I got next. Old niggas better move over, I'm a new nigga, that's a new soldier. Got two bitches right around, they be laughing in the new rover. On the same people, be the joke, you better do over, nigga. Know where the competition and know where the proposition and the bitch that can't roll, so they couldn't copy written. And they like, how you forget that? With the rewind button, and you gotta listen back. Why niggas try to rap with him? They better all try attacking him. Everybody wanna Trinidad J's, I'm on platinum. You want war, you better grab your gun.
It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at? Nigga, where your mind? Nigga, nigga, where your mind? It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at? Nigga, where your mind? Nigga, nigga, where your mind at?
Next up, Bunty Beats, Chalk Mac, Bound, let's go.
Bunty Beats, what up? Mix King Records. Life. They say every king gonna need a queen. So let's tie a knot, no shoestring. I think I'm falling in love. Let's go. We've been together for some years now, serious. But we've been dipping for a minute, I was curious. I made you cry watching Fast and the Furious. We was like Gina and Martin, look where the series went. So I be trying all angles to make a pyramid. This is some dangerous love like you a Syrian. But you from the land of the free on the east. The one that really had your heart was some years before me. He was Gemini, I'm a Virgo, reference to astrology. I am nothing like he. I strive to be the man that really seemed to put your mind at ease. Said he had you open late night like Mickey D's. It was clear that you was pleased, but some flashing lights took him to a place that I can't see. Think you cried so much because he left you so tragically. Bend your shoulder to cry on it, now you got feelings for me.
And now you got feelings.
So I'm just trying to put you on a pedestal. With sick, we roll a medical. Taking trips and making grip the life we never ever knew. Cut up with you for too long to let it fade away. Even though sometimes these fans convince me I should try some braids. You
still in my corner, give me water, check my mouth guard. I be praying daily cause I know this fight is so hard. Feel I should put a ring on it cause I'm drunk in love. The bars that we be working with keep increasing the buzz. You had flings with a few guys, but they don't love you like me. Remember when we almost eloped when I was 19? Probably didn't think I had the time that you needed. Now I'm with you in the morning, lay down with you every evening. Be with you so much, I know my family be heated. They don't know what you can do and see how many you mistreated, but I'm... I'm blinded by your light, we can blow so many minds. So I'ma keep going to counseling, know it's gonna take some time. No, I won't turn on you, no, fuck them other guys' statements. Working with you is like 10 jobs and we smoke more than Jamaican. Keep telling me we gon' make it, I know, I'm patient. What's all these metaphors for? Think I should just be blatant. H.I.P. H.O.P. It's you, not even Chris Angel could make magic like me and you. And I'm...
Sundays, it'll be amongst the first in rotation on Slap Sundays, all right? This is where you make sure you hear it first, all right? Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, where it's at. We're going to keep it going. Cheddar Boss, brand new, Sex in the Studio. Let's go.
I mean, you already know Cheddar Boss, that dude. Representing Brooklyn. I go by the name of the boss, Don. They call me that for a reason, you heard? Huh. I see you over there, man. What you doing later, though? Why don't you meet me at the studio? 8-9-ish. Up in the studio, baby, I got that pro tool. Come talking to the mic for me, listen, let's hear your vocals. High in and out, and lay a couple ad-libs. Lay you on that track, board. I'm about to make a smash hit. The beat raw, so I'ma have to beat raw. You getting kinda loud in the booth, so take them leaves off. The reason being, I'm fiending, I have your ass screaming. You like a single that hit the streets, your body leaking. I book a session, we get the sex and I leave you naked. I go for hours, I'm guaranteeing a hit record. We mix it down, the next step is the mastering. Lick your body up and down, I might just give your ass a kiss. The tongue kissing, so uplifting, we lip singing. We tune to YouTube to hear my new song playing. I got a passion for rap and I see that booty clapping. Sex up in the studio, it's time we book another session. In that studio, baby, I'm about to make it last. When I put my mouth on that pussy, I had you coming fast. Tennessee and Red Bull, shorty want a hair pull. And her body moving like she working with a dance crew. Mic check, 1-2-1-2. The chemistry is real sweet when we up in the booth. Like, to tell the truth, I work it like a bass drum. Shorty about to taste come Damn, I bust a great nut. Lyrical lusting for lavish habits of ecstasy. All these haters envy, but my lady wanna marry me. Sex up in the studio, sex up in the studio. All that ass in cities got me ready for a video. Triple X, wet sex while the speaker's knocking it. I pluck it like the strings on the guitar, I'm finger popping it. A real freak, and leak my position solidified. Sex up in the studio, we do it while the camera's on.
To my nigga Faded, all right, big producer out here in, on the West Coast. He sent me a whole mixtape over, you know, a lot of tracks on this mixtape, a lot of West Coast artists, and you know I folks with the West Coast, LA West Coast all day, so I want to shout him out real quick. You're going to get a lot of new music, you know, throughout the weeks and throughout the shows from this mixtape right here, produced by that, my nigga Faded. I'm trying to make sure I shout that out when I drop one of these, because like I said, he's doing most of the production, but on this track right here, Big Daddy, Neo, Amp Explicit, Low. Click clack, let's go, West Coast music.
DJ, big nuts on your chin. We got some new big doty for that motherfucking ass. Bitch, bend over, let me get up in it. Doggy stat, 187.4.
My heat go click clack. West Coast slap, put the kick to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears in the street. We just gangsta the boogie to the gangsta. My heat go click clap. West Coast slaps, put the beat to the clap. It's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just gangsta the boogie to the gangsta lane.
Yeah, it's the big homie, big goatee from the car. Keep it G, homie. Everywhere I roll through, so blue like corduroy house shoes. In the booth, drop beat rocks. Y'all already know the beat knocks. Beating down street blocks, any beef in the air, and we pop off. And I let a nigga have it, money over bullshit, all about my cabbage. Yeah, I'm living lavish, West Coast beat, I'm a savage. Bang, only classics I'm putting out, and a big dick I'm putting in your bitch's mouth. Getting it like Too Short, in this rap game, nigga, it's my sport.
West Coast slaps,
let's
get to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears in the street. We just catch the boogie to the gangsta. My heat go click clap. West Coast laughs, put the kick to the clap. It's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just catch the boogie to the gangsta.
My heat go click clack 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 like Mitchie Slick. I'm from Cali, so I'm picky with the sticky shit. Hope it ain't about no dollars. You can miss me, bitch. They see me doing my thing. Now them haters throwing hissy fits. Oh, you don't smoke? Oh, it ain't your thing. Why they smoking me high when I do my gangsta lean? Do my gangsta boogie, West Red, same old hoodie. Been doing this for years, see, I ain't no rookie. I'm from a whole nother planet called Oxtina. Certified slapper, get pulled over when the cops see ya. Ink like tatted up in my Adidas. Everybody trying to get rich off my ideas. Shit. As long as my gang eats, keep my ear to the street, they know my beats ain't cheap. Up on Main Street, hollering at your main squeeze. You wanna hate, please, don't hate me.
West Coast laughs, put the kick to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just gangsta the boogie to the gangsta. My heat go click clap. West Coast laughs, put the kick to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the street.
I'm a certified hustler, I get my paper like ooh-wee. It's real life, no gangster movie. Keep the 40 on me, but no need for the clickin' and clackin'. Boosty Cordillon, stay active. Smash me on the block on the passenger side. Ain't gon' lie, bitch is still ready to ride. She wanna fuck with the low, suck on the low. Huckleberry Slim, get it in, then I'm gone. So what you gon' do with it? Nader, nada, probably get a new fitted. I see you on some new shit, but who you kidding? Night pimpin' or stacking, some motherfucker you spittin'. Try 6-5 on the grind all the time, even when booty, baby, nah nah. Paper coming in, swingin' on my tippy toes. Dodi yo, so Leo, go get him,
man. Go gon' clean. West Coast slaps, but to get to the club, it's like that. Got my ears to the streets. We just catch the boogie to the gangster lane. Go clean. West Coast slaps, but to get to the club, it's like that. Got my ears to the streets. We just catch the boogie to the gangster lane.
Don, being the wishes. Let's get it.
Tell my niggas, quit the bitching, cause we still living. Tryin' stack my riches. Every nigga got a hand out the shit to dig. Set the shit. I got being the wishes. Tryna stack my riches, but every nigga got a handout. This shit's ridiculous. I got BMW wishes. Tryna stack my riches, but every nigga got a handout. This shit's ridiculous. Same for the bitches, so we watch who we kissing. I just count every dollar till them bills stop flipping. Till that shit turn endless, cause it's my only way. I gotta hustle in any struggle, I learned that from Jay. And how to hold my own way, open these doors for my clique. Cause AZ told me in 94 though that life is a bitch. But we still living, play my position. Who competition in my lane, dog? I got tunnel vision. And mama need a more than I do, I'ma make a million. Cockler that coupe said fuck a stupid. I move her in them buildings, y'all niggas feel them. Look, started the gallery to boost up my salary. Niggas mad at me, I'm eating dough, I ain't miss a calorie. High as the attic beater, gotta spin the blow. Just for show, shorty gone rogue. Cause she know I got BMW wishes. Tryna stack my riches, but every nigga got a handout. This shit's ridiculous. Yeah, I said this shit's ridiculous. Told my niggas quit the bitching, cause we still living. BMW wishes. Tryna stack my riches, but every nigga got a handout. This shit's ridiculous. I said this shit's ridiculous. And told my niggas quit the bitching, cause we still living. Since 16, I always had a dream to bring the finest things that my team ain't never seen. I swear, my only wishes was to change Christmas and cop new wheels when I feel for lane switching. Yeah, on autopilot, how I moving so quiet. Before the storm, you was warned. All my niggas skip diets, we tryna eat. Speaking through these beats, witness our hunger while we starved all y'all niggas' feet. No time to think, we keepin' afloat, we watch y'all niggas sink. Like Titanic's on any planet, I can stack these G's. Nigga, please, I breathe, do this cheese till my mind is at ease. Cause with the blessings, it's more stressin', that shit come in threes. You see, staying golden, finding peace in these poems. Bible scriptures and rap, niggas, the shit we be quoting. I just keep flip flowing, while my empire growing. It's in a showin', I'm potent, I'm running these tracks till my wheels going. BMW wishes, tryna stack my riches, but every nigga got a handout. This shit's ridiculous. Yeah, I said this shit's ridiculous. Told my niggas quit the bitching, cause we still living. BMW wishes, tryna stack my riches, but every nigga got a handout. This shit's ridiculous. I said this shit's ridiculous. And told my niggas quit the bitching, cause we still living.
Nigga no go to school, nigga no get a job. If nigga no get a job, nigga no make no money. If nigga no make no money, nigga no be able to afford BMW 7 Series, nigga.
Felon! Felon! What? You'll never guess what happened. Butters just beat up Scott Malkinson. Butters? Why? It was crazy. Scott was just talking about how he needed to take his insulin shot, and out of nowhere, Butters said he's sick of people with diabetes feeling sorry for themselves. Scott told Butters to shut up, and Butters just started wailing on him. You're talking about Butters. Dude, I'm telling you, Butters beat the crap out of Scott, and then he locked himself in the bathroom. here.
Get out of here, all of you.
Butters, people can't just go around beating up people who have diabetes. Now, whatever your problem is, you just think you know everything, don't you, Cap? Every little thing, you gotta shoot your mouth off like you're the freaking expert. Well, you don't know everything because your best friend is a kid who thinks the entire planet revolves around him and he only cares about his image. You guys think Carmen is really selfish piece of crap at this school? You're all fake and stuck up, and none of you have the courage to tell Jimmy that his jokes aren't funny. The only kid here with any sense of dignity is Kenny, and the rest of you have your heads up your butts.
Well, apparently Kenny is Butter's best friend. You guys gonna make out, Kenny?
And that's another thing! You're always criminalizing everything I say by getting the last word! Well, you're not getting the last word this time!
Wow.
What's up, it's your girl Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up, LA West Coast all day.
Okay, yeah, Dagger, exactly. LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Thank you for tuning in again. Slap Sundays, got a lot of more music still to come, but I'm hoping this is who I think it is, because I love when people are on time, because I got everything. I was shocked, like, hold up, she's here. I hope this is her. If it's not her, then I'm going to look real stupid right now. But this, hopefully, Dagger's new BD of the week. Actually, first BD of the week of the year. Is Deja? Hold on. Come on. No. Man, Deja? Hello.
What up?
Not Deja. See, I know I'm so stupid. My bad. What to do? Who this?
Lester, man.
Hey, what to do, Lester, man? How you doing, man? My bad, man. I thought you was a new beauty. We coming in, man. That's my bad. That's my bad. I was trying to do an old intro and shit and everything. It didn't work out how I thought it was going to work out. My bad. What you up to, man? How's it going?
Shit, chilling, man. Just dropped the mixtape two days ago, bro. Doing numbers, man. Doing numbers.
Okay, well, let people know where they can find it at, man. Where's it at? Where can people download it? I mean, where can they get it from?
Mix Connect, Death Pills, Live Mixtape, man. Your favorite mixtape, where you get your mixtapes from, bro. It's everywhere.
Okay, man. We're going to make sure people check that out. Definitely, man. You hanging out, man, or you just stopping through real quick?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm chilling.
Okay, for sure. Well, man, I'm just going to get into some new shit, man. Like I said, it's a new year and all, and already I'm trying not to get involved in a whole lot of shit and a lot of dumb shit that keeps transpiring around me. But before I get into that, though, real quick, let me back up. Bless, you got a weed card, or you still, you know, be on the street thing? Is weed legal in your state?
Huh?
Is weed legal in your state?
I can't hear you, huh?
You can't hear me? Okay, hold on. I'm going to have to switch this up real quick. Let me do this. Hold on. People can't.
Yeah. Okay, hello? Can you hear me now? Yeah. Okay. Is weed legal in your state? Huh?
Ah.
I thought you said you could hear me. Is weed legal? Is it legal to purchase marijuana in your state? Oh, no, bro. We were talking about that the other day, man, how the other states got that illegal and not our state, bro.
So y'all not legal. So you still get your shit on the screen and everything. Okay, well, see, I was always one of the type of niggas that was like, you know what, I ain't never going to get no weed card. I'm not going to get no weed card because, you know, I just didn't need it. You know, I was just able to just go where I need to go to get some weed. But now that I have one, I just have to admit that it is a kind of a, I mean, because I guess it's just because I'm in Cali or just because we out here. Because, man, I'm telling you, man, you drive down the street, you could drive maybe, nigga, like, you could drive 1 mile. There'll be, like, four or five places you can just go in and get all kind of weed that you just want if you just got it like that, you know, with your weed card, like, bam. Like, some of them even give you free shit for, you know, spending some money. Like, and let me ask this. Where my issue is and my problem, because when I go in these stores, because like I said, I've always just bought street weed and I always just trusted the people that I bought weed from. But now I go up in here and they got all these different varieties, all these different, you know,
this strain here, you know, indicas, tivas, this shit over here, that over there. And I'd be in there, like, lost. Like, I don't really, like, it's all just weed to me. So I was like, what the fuck? What do you look for when it comes to good weed? What is good weed, Lil?
At least, you know, what's good weed? What do you look for when it comes to the quality of weed that you buy?
Man, as long as it get me high, bro, you know, relax, you know, none of that cheap shit, man. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, what do you look for?
Like, is it a fluffiness? Is it like some people talk about, like, oh, this shit got hairs in it, or that big motherfuckers be like, oh, that shit smell like this. I mean, what is good quality weed? What are the characteristics of good quality weed? So when I go into the weed store, I can look for these characteristics. Like, oh, I want this because the nigga told me I should get some of that just because that's on it.
Good smell, man. You know, that's all I can say. That's how I go by. Good smell, bro. You know, ain't nothing bad trying new stuff or whatever, but, you know, I stick to the same thing I used to smoke, bro, you know. I go by the smell.
Okay, you just stick with what you work with. Okay, that's cool. Well, shit, man, that's all good, but we're going to get back into a couple little tracks real quick. Cause like I said, I got a lot of new music. I'm going to get my man a little SJ in real quick, and since, like I said, niggas are calling the show and fuck with your boy. We get in the mix right away, and now see the phone line. Just see the man. We'll be right back. I'm gonna drop this. How about that ghetto superstar committee? My nigga, Lil SJ, Young Dreadhead, and Dog the Cutthroat. Let's go.
Yeah. Drug money, rap, nigga. It's your boy, Lil SJ, nigga. Yeah. I just got a call from my little nigga. You see, he got into it with some bitch niggas. Load up the choppers, niggas. Load up the choppers, niggas. I just got a call from my little nigga. You see, he got into it with some bitch niggas. Load up the choppers, show me what it's what to say. Let's shoot up this block, since they wanna play. Bah. Let's load up the choppers and clear these fucking streets.
Let's go.
You best believe my niggas by that murder
shit. That murder shit.
All we do is ride and creep, look in the murder bitch.
Yeah.
All you niggas do is rap. I can't stand a snitch.
No.
You ride on me, then find you in the ditch.
Yeah.
I got a greasy trigger finger. Close range, long range.
That pistol like I'm taking pictures. Make me pull up on your block in a dope rumble. Nothing but choppers hanging out the window with extenders. Make me flip you out to slippers. Or make me catch a dog ass brother chilling with that whole Melissa. And buck him down with that pistol. And leave his brains on the curb for fucking with my nerd. Cause I'm a project baby. I ain't never had shit. My cousin stole my first brick. And Mr. took my first lick. Now I'm thugging out in public where it ain't safe. F U C the K, I'm doing a chopper man, the chopper man, bang, bang, bang.
I just got a call from my little nigga. You see he got it too with some bitch nigga. Load up the chopper, show me what it's ready to say. Let's shoot up this block, since they wanna play. Bah. I just got a call from my little nigga.
My little ones hit me up and told me come on through.
What else?
The niggas playing games like they bulletproof. Load up the top, let's show them how this go. I know where you be chillin', you be by that hoe. Don't ever cross me up up in your route, nigga.
I'll follow
you to your show and get you clapped, nigga.
I stroll down your street by your clap, nigga. I knock your ass off and take a nap, nigga.
Yeah.
I got some young niggas,
yeah.
Some dumb niggas, they don't show their face unless they got a gun, nigga. They say I'm fake,
fake.
I ain't built a laugh, been on that devil shit. Before I get some smacks, I've been counting cash, really thinking about it. Fuck all one of you niggas and have a drink about it.
Hold up.
Shit. My bad, y'all excuse me. I'm a little high. We back. This is shit. Astro still good? Oh, people still not hearing me? Is that my fault? No. Wait, hold on. Let me see. Let me see if this works. Paul? I see the number. I'm never paying attention.
Yo.
Oh, there you go. What do you do, my nigga? How you feeling?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, you can hear me.
Yeah, a little bit, nigga. You going in and out.
I'm going in and out, man. I'm trying to, man. I guess I can't do that. I can't do the Bluetooth thing.
Nigga trying to, it's free and shit, you know, but I guess that's just not going to work, so let me not do that. But, man, anyway. Ah, shit. But, yeah, man, what do you look for when it comes to weed, man? Because, like I said, I'll be in the weed shop confused. You were telling me a few things earlier. If you look, I was just talking about smell. Is it just all about smell? But then, I mean, like, what type of smell? Does it have to be, like, sour? Does that have to be, like, what kind of, you know, I'm serious.
Depends on like what type of weed you like smoking. Like, you know,
because
saying,
here's
all
like,
of it
here's
be,
my
like,
issue,
most
you know,
of it be
you
fire.
No, because when you go,
I look,
cause
let,
I look
for
let
the
me explain
ones
my
that's like
again,
real dense. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's real dense.
Like
heavy
like as far as like hard to pull apart. Like,
nah, like
yeah, but they don't
like,
let you touch
it
though,
it
right?
Looks like little rocks. It's not like spaces in between the bud. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a nugget. You know what I'm saying? Like a little green nugget. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like nuggets. You break the nuggets down, make nice blunts. And those be the fire. Those are the ones
you're
I'll be looking for.
So it's like a
nugget.
But I think
yesterday,
you said like little rocks.
Like
so it's like a, you're looking like the little chalky ones. You're not looking
yeah.
for a fluff. You're looking for more of a chalky kind of.
Exactly. Like, that's the ones I really looked at. Fluffy ones is cool because I've seen this Louis the 13th that was fluffy and it was cool. It was some fire. But me personally, like that weed you had yesterday, it was darker than the weed that I would usually get. But you see how, like, it was, like, nugged up? You see how it was nugged up? Like, that's
but
the
see,
type
I just,
weed I look
see,
for.
I go in there, because this is what I do, nigga. I go in there, like, because I know how much money I got, right? So, you know what I mean? So, it's not like I'm buying and seeing amount of weed like that. Anyway, when I get up to that, like, $40 for 5 grams and buying and all that, then, you know, I'm going to know what the fuck I want. But, you know, you only go in there spending a double or whatever, 10, you know, 5, 10, 20 bucks. That's what I'm dropping right now. Just, you know, I'm not spending big buku bucks like that, but... So when I go in there, I'm looking at the other grabs, unless I got some kind of deals going on and everything. I just be going off the name. I be just looking for a funny ass name sometimes. Just go, okay, let's go with that. You know what I mean? Just on some dumb shit. They got the dumbest names for weed. Like,
yeah, they do. And the beats are like just most of it be cool though. Like most of it be cool with it. Like you know what I'm saying? Like he
see,
yeah, he'd be
saying,
mad
bro,
if you don't get
that
certain type.
And this is why
like
I hate
certain
getting
strands.
Weed. And this is why I hate getting weed for people, because this has happened to me like twice and I don't even got weed for people. Because again, I don't know, you know what I mean? There's so much in there, but you know, people send me in there thinking I know exactly what they want. Like they don't know how much shit is up in here, not knowing the type of person that I am. Like I'm a smoker. It don't matter to me. You know what I mean? I'll walk out of here with something and I'll be cool. You know, I'm not going to, but you walk out of some shit for somebody else and they talk about, like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like it's pissing me off low key, a little bit. But, all right, so I'm just trying to get my weed education real quick, man, because I just don't want to be wasting my money. Hey, Maya, how you doing?
What is do? Since y'all over there talking about the weed smoke, once I go
so
online to medicatedandmotivatedep.com and go pick up them James Wade King rolling papers, you feel me?
Oh, King Rolling Papers. Oh, who you promoting for? Give a free plugs on our show. Look at you. Like,
I'm just saying, though. Like, go pick up the rolling papers. You feel me? Because they smoke light. You feel me? Like, you know how you get papers and they be burning off super quick and, you know,
you
can't
take on the show. What kind of weed do you put in there then, MIA? What kind of weed do you be looking for when you go to weed? What's good weed to you? What do you look for when it comes to your weed? What do you...
when you go to spend money on weed? What type of weed do you buy?
I mean, honestly, like low key, I like that pink grapefruit because that shit keeps me happy and it gives me
pink weed.
Pink weed?
No,
it's not pink.
Oh,
it's
called
pink grapefruit.
You know what I mean?
He said that's girl
but,
weed.
It's girl weed. Girls like fruity weed. Like, I don't really like weed that has fruit and they like grapefruit to it.
I mean, it's not that fruity. It's just like,
I mean,
it gives you a nice
high. It's girl weed.
Yeah, I guess so. You a man, so I understand that, you know.
You're not going to go in there and get you another phone?
Nah,
I'm just saying, if you want some weed to keep you happy and to keep you turned up, like, you know how sometimes you smoke kush or you smoke certain weed and you be, like, high, but you be feeling like, oh, damn, I'm too high. Like, that shit really give you, like, a boost.
I don't never feel too high. I'm sorry. That never happens. That actually happens to people? People feel too high?
Hey.
So you ever felt too high?
I know I felt White Widow.
Yep,
I'll be like,
I'll be always too high and shit. When you hit the blunt and it like you get a boom in your brain, it's like boom, and then your whole like face go numb. You be coughing and shit, and like your ears get the ringing, and your eyes go like black for a minute. Like, I did that shit driving and almost killed
my eyes go black.
like you black out. Like, dang. Like, oh, I almost fainted that big shot house, too.
As far as I know, ain't nobody died.
You ain't gonna die,
weed.
But you a faint.
You sound like...
The weed ain't gonna kill you, but the car crash might.
You ain't gonna die, but you sure will faint if you smoke too much. You feel me? Like, nigga, be sleep for days. Like, fuck.
Niggas burnt out. And I was watching earlier. I don't know. I was watching what's the name of the movie? What's Love Got to Do with It? Like I said, I had to post it up. Nigga, that shit is funny. No, it's not funny. I'm not trying to say it like that, but that's my movie. Like Lawrence Fishburne makes me like Ike Turner. Like if you just
you're stupid.
I mean, if you. Look, if you just heard the story of Ike Turner, somebody just sat down and you didn't know who he was or whatever, you sat down with somebody basically told the story of Ike Turner the first time, he's going to sound really bad. You know what I mean? He's going to sound really
bad. Damn, he a woman beater. He took all the motherfucking money.
Yeah. But when you see Lawrence Fishburne, I'm only saying Lawrence Fishburne as Ike Turner. When you see that, like, I don't know. It made me want to be like, look at this. But see, here's why I can say this, because he, in the end, he got what he deserved. Cause, yeah, Ike Turner's the dumbest motherfucker in the world, man. Because, look, he did everything right up to a certain point. He got the young girl. All the musicians back in the day always got the young, you know, the young bitch straight out of some Kentucky somewhere or something. And this is also the difference between black people and white people. Look, here's what we're doing. Ike Turner, Jerry Lee Lewis. Remember Jerry Lee? You know, Great Balls of Fire, man, with the piano and shit.
Yeah,
he had his
watch this.
But the comparisons, right? Both of them got some young bitches out of some country somewhere. You had to get them young. You know what I mean? But here's the difference. Here's the difference, though. See, Ike was trying to pimp her, and he wasn't even pimping her right. You know, and Jerry Lee just was. He was on that "I love you, baby, don't listen to nobody." He, you know, white people be on the feelings and shit. He just kept fucking that little girl over and over and over again because, you know, she ain't had nothing else. You know, Ike was doing that, but he was too much. He was doing some whole nother other shit. He was trying to, like, you know, anime, get out there on the stage. We got to do this, you know. And I'm looking at, like, anime, we gotta go. She just gave birth to a kid and everything like that. And I was like, yeah, I'll be in here for about 3 months. He's like, no. We got like San Antonio. We got to get her up out of here. But, again, like I said, I'm not trying to build up Ike Turner or anything. It's just a simple fact that my nigga played the shit out that role. But then again, he got his ass whooped. Simply like this. If I was Ike Turner, there's nothing wrong. It's just, the movie makes me mad because once he starts, you know, beating on her, and doing all that shit or whatever, I just be like, nigga, why? You don't have to do that. You know what I mean? You've seen the movie and everybody knows the story. She's willing to give you everything already off top. You know what I mean? You don't have to beat on her for what? You know, that's that powder, you know. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, that's that high shit, because that high shit makes motherfuckers go crazy.
But control. But again, the nigga was starting to get jealous, you know, and everything. But it's just like, if your woman is making buku bucks or is having that type of potential to make buku bucks like that, nigga, you should have no. And she's willing to give it all to you, you know what I mean? And you technically, nigga, all you gotta do is play the guitar and set up the shows. Nigga, what the fuck are you complaining about?
She was willing to give up all the money, so he felt he can do whatever he wants to do.
That nigga was crazy, man. We saw how much coke that nigga was doing. That nigga was just stupid good.
He had her straight out of Nut Bush. You know what I mean? She was swinging. She was swinging. Had that bitch swinging already straight out of Nut Bush. You know what I mean? Took that bitch from Nut Bush to the center stage, and he could have just rode that bitch if he would have just did it right. It just makes me mad because it's like, my nigga, you didn't have to go through all that, man. It didn't have to be like that. It is, and then if everything was cool, the movie would have been a little bit different. You know what I mean? Like the part, like my favorite scene. I know you don't think I fucked up and everything. But
favorite scene in the whole movie.
No, don't judge me. Favorite scene. Nah, but the part where she in there recording her, and she's singing the song about her whole, and I go, y'all that shit, right?
Tweaking like a motherfucker.
Anime, you gonna sing the song right there, but you know, as the years go by, you started seeing anime, you know, she started to get a little bit more heart, started to talk a little bit more, but then, you know, she don't realize you're dealing with, see, this is another thing, I'm not gonna say people deserve it, but again, you know who you're dealing with. Certain things you just don't. At this point, you should just know not to say. If you are going to be in the situation, just say it. Not condoning it, just say it. Sometimes you might want to. Sometimes you might want to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? But again.
Sometimes you might want to shut the fuck up.
You already know he the type of nigga to whoop your ass just for no reason, and you want to do okay. But anyway, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, because I guess she felt like she was gonna get her ass beat anyway, so why not speak up?
I like her little line. You know, I mean, it was cute, but it got. My favorite scene. I ain't got to say. But when she's singing about Nut Bush or whatever in the studio, right? Everybody out there partying and shit. You know what I mean? And he just goes to the window, look at her while she's singing, just look at her, and then cut it, and then walk around, like, and then go back to the window, look at her again, like just stare at her. You know? And then I cut that shit. I start talking about her, like, man, you gonna sing this song right? And man, we gonna be here all day. Of course I know the song right. The song, I wrote it. Yeah, you, my favorite line. You done wrote the motherfucking song, and now you can't remember the goddamn words. We gonna say it.
Wow.
That's the best line in the whole movie. You done wrote the song, and now you can't remember the goddamn words. Well, yeah, see, that's the best line to see. Okay, now see, nah. And it ain't gonna be right. So I say it's right, but then everybody had her back, though. You know what I mean? Everybody had her back. I was wrong. He walked around like, y'all like that? Y'all like that? Wife was like, yeah, that shit go. Like that. I'm like, nah, don't go. Like, nah. Y'all gotta shut the fuck up. And y'all got to get the fuck out. Like, get the fuck out. Like, and when he took it down in the studio, you know, he didn't take it. I mean, he took it down. It wasn't really welcome, but we all know the scene we're talking about. I'm not going to go in depth on that because I don't want y'all to think I'm a total asshole. But when he took it down in the studio, but, I mean, you can just imagine if Ike was just another person. I mean, let's take away the drugs, not another person, but just switch up a little bit, Ike. Like, you don't got to take away the drugs. You know what I mean? You could have still kicked everybody out. You know, you could have made it listen, but you didn't have to hit her. You could have went and still be like, babe, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm a little geeked up. I'm a little bit turned up right now. You know? Why can't? I mean, babe, you know I got a problem. I'm really trying to work through it. I mean, Ike, you could have just... You could have just turned it all around right there and still took it down in the studio on top of the. She would have been she still was there with you. And that was the moment in the movie where he just totally was like, I was mad because right there he could have saved himself. Everything could have been okay. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm right, fine. Y'all gotta excuse me. I just had a moment because I had to sit through the movie earlier. I was watching the movie earlier, so, and it always makes me feel upset. And I also said earlier that I think Ike was like Jay-Z is now, but he just fucked up. He handled his woman wrong. Like Jay-Z on his shit. Ugly ass nigga like that. Give you a day. That nigga ugly as fuck though. I'm sorry. He is a, but oh, I did see that shit though. I don't know. I would say that for Wednesday. I got some little Beyonce shit because everybody's on that shit. Everybody on this little album that she dropped or whatever, and everybody's all paying attention to these songs that she's singing about how what their sex life is like and everything. Like, I would hope so. I would really hope so. Something's got to go on, my man. I'm sorry. I don't be judging niggas, but I mean, I think it's universal. Jay-Z is an ugly motherfucker, right? But he got Beyonce. I'm not a hater. You know what I mean? He did. But that's what I'm saying. If you that, and Ike, all the bitches, this is what I'm mad at. All the bitches wanted Ike. You know, Ike was the man. You know what I mean? That's what I'm mad at.
That's why he was a man.
That's what I'm mad at. Ike was the man. Yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce, man. This nigga the ugliest motherfucker in the world and everything like that. He's not the ugliest, okay. But he's not. But
dude,
I'm not
gonna, he's pretty ugly, though. Is this my shit? Are you? I can't hear shit. Hello.
This is better because he could already been on. He could already been on some other shit. That's how I just feel. And I look at this shit and I got to hear about fucking Jay-Z and Beyonce's sex chronicles within her songs and shit. I don't want to hear that shit. That's, I guess.
That is more. That nigga Jay-Z.
Like I said, I would rather watch What's Love Got to Do with It any day than listen to any of their music. So that's just where I'm at right now. So I don't know how I feel. But all right, yeah, we're going to get a Dagger's Double Play real quick. This is my nigga first checking out with us. We're going to do this with the gangs, you know, on the Dagger's Double Play. So we're going to do it like DS. Be right back.
Yeah. We the boys, bitch.
Damn right.
We in this bitch. Y'all already
Peter
know.
Peter on fade them all.
What is it? What is it? The belt and the crown. Damn right.
4DB.
Yup, I'm here.
Fresh with it.
Yup, you already know.
West with it.
Damn right.
I be
on,
with
man.
It.
Hold on, no. You always go
OP
first.
OP with
hold
it.
On. I'ma go first this time, alright?
Cobain with it.
Hold on.
With it.
Here we go. 4DB with
Dagger back in the chat in my LA fitted hat. Niggas always ask
4DB where the pictures at.
I don't know, they come and go. Rather watch my money grow, but I still fuck them though. Like I said, come and go. Bars I spit
incredible.
Yo shit
undigestible.
I'm an
intellectual.
You swinging from my
testicle.
Feeling so good, had to hit them with a fresh line. I ain't even tripping off these haters or they hate crimes. Every day I'm getting mine. You niggas on that kitty shit. Fuck it then. Smoke a weed and throw a brick. Burners with extended clips. Cause niggas scared to show their hands. Hating on it with a game. They bitches is our biggest fan. That's the way it is, don't wanna pretend. I don't fuck a nigga's bitch unless she's bringing her friends. Now I'm with it, tag me in, 4D me, I handle that. 3-1 is fun cause I work better with a handicap. Drop it just like Cadillac, switch it up just like I drive it. Smoking, snorting, molly popping, alcoholic. Turn it up until I vomit, wipe my mouth and keep it going. Till I reach that final level, see me glowing.
When I come like that, when I come like that. When I hop on track, watch it run like that. Yeah, I smoke like that, but no crack like that.
Bitch, drop to your knees, you in the presence of a rock. Hit your bitch like an enemy. I with a pussy, bout these tastes like a hickey. The sickest on the block, yelling with a gang with a semi. Smoke that shit, riding trying to get a safety off the Ruger. About that life and nothing between it. Envy a riding Mac, anybody can get it. I don't do much, hustle sit rim me, smoke up the fuck bitches. I don't fuck with these pussy niggas. West incredible, burning with the scope on you so called the tripper. Eddie, baby, with the last Mohican, reeking 23s on the new Regal. If we don't kill you, a vegan. Box speeches, no hood bound niggas get the geekin' turned up for no reason. The currency chase give these niggas a fucking beating. West with a hood
yeah,
bound, the Imperial.
Hood like that, the block crack like that. I pop that pill, I sip that yak. I pack that mag, I crack that cap with it wet. Yeah, you know I did that.
Fresh
fresher than the motherfucker P-H-O-E. Mashing on you motherfuckers, dub I-G. Whatever, however, whoever want it. The pistol packing predator, the Glock I'm toting. Scoping out your bitch cause my bitch steady killing them. The hollow point, print solar bullets, I'm sending them. You better watch your bitch cause the skins, I'm hitting them.
She had a fat ass, I see it through the denim.
I'm looking for bending them, always paper chasing. Catch me on the block, turned up, I'm wasted. I'm probably off of Molly, probably off some weed. I'm probably with your bitch and she probably wants the D. Back at it, acrobatic altercation murderer. Hood bound affiliate, y'all niggas never heard of them. Fade them on the faculty, I'm actually exquisite. First name Fresh Rex, last name Diddy. Diddy shot when I spit it, yep. With the same 44. Crash units, E4, four shots, I'm
hanging on.
With the incredible cheddar, niggas stay out my zone. Me and Spy, we own. And I'm fresh like that, the best like that. The rest like that, can eat a dick like that. With a gang like that, hood bound like that. I pay them all, nigga, we can get down like that.
Cause I'm dumb like that,
the block crack like that. The rest like that, can eat a dick like that.
We have smoke like that, I crack that cap.
Pay them all, nigga, we can get down like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hood bound.
Let's get it.
Fuck the club, we get turned up in the lobby. Meet the party up with the ratchets in the form. But these pussy niggas keep looking at me on the salt. But these hood bound niggas is known for getting poppin'. If you need that custom bills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hood bound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom bills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. Dub down niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hood bound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby.
Block monsters, Chevy with the doze up. Told little mama, took that burner by that good stuff. No chase, no patron to the face. If she with a ride a Mackie, or she cut her with a pretty face. We in the lobby, life for the party. Camouflage like a sidey. Fuck a bad bitch, I want a full-blown hottie. Just down the fuck, off of Hennessy and Molly. I turn it up on a varmint. Hating on my pills and ain't even popping. I see the thin faces on niggas that done copped. Pussy niggas is hating, they certified varmint. My hustle heartless, shot fire with no accomplice. In the lobby, turf up a fifth, Molly some ganja. Ratchet be miles of other ratchet niggas is varmint. Plotting no thirsty jack, they become moving targets. Target,
club, we get turned up in the lobby. Meet the party, I put the ratchets in the form. But these pussy niggas keep looking at me unassaulted. But these hood niggas is known for getting popping. If you need that custom bills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hood bound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom bills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hood bound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hood bound niggas is known for getting poppin'.
Aw shit, here we go again, 40B in party mode. We do more than, it's with it gang, we looking for the girls that's with it. 80 proof, popping Molly, smoking blunt, sniffing lines, the life of the party. Now are you fucking everybody? Look at what the drugs do, get the bitch to spill a guts. One of me to smack a booty, rest of y'all can't even touch. Let me see you back it up, pick it up, drop it down. Left, right, she on the wall, upside down. Look at her, she does it all. Humpty dumpty ass, but I'm laughing at the bitch fall. Last call for alcohol,
I'm feeling so sorry.
These bitches wanna drink,
you can find us in the lobby.
You niggas need to turn down, fuck that, we want it all. West side with it gang, if you ain't with it, fuck y'all.
The club, we get turned up in the lobby. We the party up with the ratchets in the form. But these pussy niggas keep looking at me unassaulted. But these about niggas is known for getting poppin'. If you need that custom bills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hood-bound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom bills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hood-bound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hood-bound niggas is known for getting poppin'.
You can find us in the lobby.
Beyond that motherfucking Chevy with that all chrome thing out. So if a nigga blink long, rolled up until the thing out. When niggas better think, for vibe on the heat. I pop before you blink, leave you slumped in the seat. Molly, 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 you can find us in the lobby. I got these bitches in the yawn. We turn weed a party. Kush burning, so rock straight to the dome. I'm heated heavy. Two bitches and I'm on, I'm in the back. Two-stepping with the chrome, and all black. I make it crack and I'm gone. Smash from all angles, whole female fleet. Turn it up on you niggas, from the lobby to the streets. I'm known for going on, I'm known for packing heat. This Molly got me geek, you pussy niggas is sweet. Shaking ratchets and the varmints, you the hardest niggas out. With a gang, nigga, what the fuck you talking about?
Fuck the club, we get turned up in the lobby. Be the party, I put the ratchets in the varmints. These pussy niggas keep looking at me on the salty. But these about niggas is known for getting a pop. If you need that push, them bills or some mollies. You can find us in the lobby. Good bound niggas is known for getting the pop.
Yeah.
You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom bills or some mollies. You can find us in the lobby. Good bound niggas is known for getting the pop. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. Find us in the lobby,
good
bound, niggas
sit down, forget
the pop.
Find us
in the lobby,
fuck the club, we in the lobby with the party up. Six bad bitches, four blunts in the ride mat. See me and I'm probably strapped on the way, turned up, talking to a Rambo. Feeling all on her butt, you be like,
damn, bro, you ain't in the club.
No, I'll be like, yeah, bro, I'm trying to fuck her friend next. I'm just seeing what it is, what was popping. I gave them both pills, now both them bitches topless. The power of persuasion, it's only temporary till we meet our destination. It's a rock, no chasing, the invasion had to happen.
It's been all night, yeah.
Now it's time to get it cracking. Ride a mackin' at its finest, your highness to the hoes. On her neck a tatted foe. For sure though, I'm banging trip mode, my code of conduct. Hood pound, I don't give a fuck.
Club, we get turned up in the lobby. Be the party, I put the ratchets in the form. These pussy niggas keep looking at me on the salt. But these hip-hop niggas is known for getting the poppin'. If you need that custom bills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hip-hop niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby.
Usher ain't supposed to sing. You can't hear the movie.
I finished cleaning the storm drain for you, Robert.
Oh, what's wrong?
Tom's wife is cheating on him with a singing Usher.
Oh, I didn't say she was cheating.
Oh, Lord, Lord, how did you end up with that white woman anyway?
I say toss her groupie ass out the window and let that hoe stargaze from outside.
Now, Riley, there's never a place for violence in a relationship.
There does seem to be a place at the restaurant last night. She made you look like a bitch in front of us.
Boy, watch your mouth.
Probably started out charitable. She took you in and probably teaching you how to read.
But Granddad, she did make Mr. Dubois look like a bitch.
Yeah, we all know she made Tom look like a bitch. There's not a different way to see it.
Next thing you know, you rubbing against that silky white skin.
But I don't know the non-cursed way to say he got bitch.
Humiliated, castrated, emasculated.
Oh, all right, all right, I get the point.
I mean, I could see if it was a real nigga. If you lost your hold of T.I., I'd be like, hey. That's T.I., but Usher, you better check that hole, Mr. Dubois.
You know what? You guys are right. I'm going to go back there and put her in check.
For example, how many white women want to go to a basketball game just to see the game come back with one of them NBA niggas? Out of sympathy. She came to see the game. She wanted to be entertained. Oh, the white woman's got a big heart.
This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but some slappers, and slapping the stupidity out you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9, West Coast time on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. You want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler at me. Folks, still good?
Yep.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Well, let's see, man. Maybe you can help me out with this. I saw somewhere that rose this question in my head. Maybe you can help me out with this. Strippers, right? Strippers.
Strippers. Right?
Strippers. This is the subject we're talking about, strippers. Like,
scripples.
I don't know why that just popped into my head, right? It's just funny I just said that at this exact moment. It has nothing to do with it. But anyway, strippers, right?
Yep.
What
what possesses men to throw hundreds and hundreds of dollars at these bitches just for them to shake their ass or put their legs behind their head or to, because these bitches is making bread. And I see a lot of pictures, you know, I see a lot of ass pictures all over Instagram, this, that, or whatever, you know, all these bad strippers, you know, I know you've seen a couple of them as well, you know, baddest strippers, this, I'm seeing videos of bitches, you know, I'm looking at Vine clips. Of seeing Vine clips of strippers and clips and shit and all this. So strippers is obviously what it is right now. But I'm just trying to understand because, again, I don't ever hate the people doing what they got to do. You know, it's making money if that's how you're going to make it. I'm trying to understand how a man will sit there and just throw hundreds of dollars. I mean, chicken if you got it, whatever. You know, just, I mean, what makes people want to throw money at girls? For nothing.
I mean,
for one,
I think I have a theory on this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, for one, most niggas don't got the gift of gab. You know what I'm saying?
Most niggas don't. Wait, what was
I? They don't got the gift of gab. They don't got the gift. They can't just holler at a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to see the bitch naked, but you can't get her naked by just talking to her. So you might. You got a little money, so I mean, you gonna throw some money at this bitch, you gonna get naked. Like, that's
all right, but then okay, she gets naked, but then it's like, hi, Mike, we got you back. Don't trip. I see you. Call back. You good? But again, right. the question is, we're just trying to figure out how these strippers are just getting bread, you know, and we understand where the bitches are getting the bread from. I'm trying to understand why niggas throw money. Now, my nigga said right here, well, that's the only way that they can get these type of bitches naked. But then, okay, you get the bitch naked. She pop a booty in front of you. You see her pussy. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Then what? You know, then what? Like, I don't. That does what? I don't get this.
That does it for him. You know what I'm saying? That does it. He going to give her more money because, you know what I'm saying, that's in the trick's nature. You know what I'm saying? It's the trick. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But
I don't, man.
But that's not a different breed.
It's the skinny jean breed. Like, you know what I'm saying? When we used to listen to rap, tricking was like not allowed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Eating pussy was not allowed and shit. But now all of a sudden, the skinny jean era and shit, like all that shit is cool now. Like, you know, I don't know. Like ever since shit ain't been the same since Pac died. Like, I don't know.
Because I was really trying to understand that, man, because, like I said, I'm seeing all this. And like I said, no disrespect. Like I said, by all means, I'll say it one more time just to make sure we're clear. If that's how you get your money, shake your ass, popping it, and niggas is throwing all their hundreds, and, you know, niggas is just dumb enough to just give you
get it.
Like I said, do what you got to do. But that's what I'm saying. I just don't understand. And it's more of that going on. Am I the only one that's seeing, like, that's just what it is right now? Like, that's what's hot right now? That's where we're at? Like,
yep.
that's
what's hiding the streets.
but I don't get it. Because again, it just fathomed me for a second. I had these big, you know, it fathomed me. So it's just what they do. I mean, there is no real explanation for it. It's just how people are, I guess, in a sense. Because even when, like I said, I've been to stripper parties. I've been to strip clubs. I will pay to get into a strip club. And I would have, if I'm going to a strip club, this is what I do when I go to a strip club. This is what I go do when I go to a strip club. If I know I'm going to a strip club, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to a strip club. Nigga, if I pay to get in, that's usually a dub, but I pay a dub to get anywhere in Hollywood or whatever, so I'm not tripping over that. And I got 10 singles. I got 10, but I usually feel on my Laker.
Every bitch.
No, not even that. That is, I may walk out with nine of them motherfuckers. You know what I mean? It just depends on the type of night we're about to have. I'm about to see. You know, we got to see what kind of potential we got here. But I got 10 singles. That's what I walk into any strip club with, just to be sure. Just so I don't get caught up in nothing or whatever. And what I usually do is I wear my Laker visor and I turn it backwards and I line my singles up along my head. And so I just pull one down every now and then. Now, usually, like I said, I've been to a strip club in a cool minute. So I don't know what these strip clubs is really like or what is in there, as well as in these places. The one I used to go to,
I went in there once, like I said, I may have spent 20.
You know, because it was where the black bitches was, and it was in the Valley. And, you know, the Valley in L.A. is like the porn capital. So, you know, it was out there. So, and the bitch did this move
where she, I gave her $5. I remember giving her $5.
That's what I'm saying. You don't tip unless they bust a move and shit. And then she just does your regular and shit. She like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see that on the twerk video. But if she like split and do a handstand, like, oh, she deserves. She working. If you in the strip club, you know what I'm saying? I don't really go to strip clubs, but you know what I'm saying? If you in the strip club, I'll pay for, like, if I'm with a girl or something, I'll pay for her to get a lap dance or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Also, as well, since you say that on that point, when your girls get in free to strip clubs, or even if girls do have to pay, or it's usually like half off or something like that or whatever, but girls, the strippers like fucking with the bitches in the clubs, in the strip clubs. They go for the women. They go for the women with the dudes. They already know what's up. They're trying to work her. Get her all built up and shit or whatever, so shit, so she can get the dumb nigga that she with to go pay for a private dance in the back. That's about $60-$80 a song. Nah, not gonna happen. I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I've been to a couple of strip clubs, and honestly, like, I think the males do a little bit more than the females because of the body, you know, and like the strength. Like, a lot of that stuff has to do with your strength, you know, because a lot of these strippers, they can have booty and, like, breasts and everything, but they really can't do too many tricks because it's like, bitch, you're going to fall over.
But like, the bitch that got the $5, that's what I was saying. She climbed up to the top of the pole, nigga, and flipped upside down the top of the pole. And I don't know how she did it. She got one leg around. And then she started, like, spinning, like, think like, you know, the little corkscrew, like, you know what I mean? Started spinning around, right? Now, I don't know how she did it, and she didn't fall, but as she was spinning, she had on, like, the boy shorts, and she had a G-string on underneath. As she was spinning and moving her legs or whatever, she never touched the pole with her hands. Nigga, by the time she got to the bottom, she was in a G-string. When she got to the bottom, she popped it off the floor, like, bah, 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 bah. I threw my $5 bill, like, right at her, like, yeah, you got
that. Like, no.
I had never seen
that. Like, boom. Like, you know what I mean? She was working. She earned that. You know what I'm saying? She earned that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I went to a strip club, and the only time I really tipped, it was this little midget bitch. And she was on. The midget bitch was on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Midget bitch climbed all the way up to the top. Like, nigga, and it was a long climb for a midget. Like, you know what I'm saying? Pop it.
I went through a party for my brother, and, like, I had got a stripper or whatever, and she was dancing, doing her thing or whatever, but, like, one of her main things was, like, popping strawberries out of her pussy.
Like,
I don't know how she did that shit, but, like, she was strawberries. Yeah, they was dropping, they was eating that shit, like, oh my God,
I believe it. What is entertaining about that?
Like,
that's what I don't get. What is, and they was turned up, though, was it though?
Like,
what
I actually didn't look directly at it. Yeah, they was turned the fuck up. They was happy off that shit. I didn't look directly at it.
I don't understand.
But she was launching them motherfuckers pretty far. You feel me? Like, damn, bitch, you got a gun up in that motherfucker.
Strawberry pussy bullets. Nigga, across the room. And I bet you niggas was all like, oh, nigga, move. Oh, no, I got that. Like, I bet niggas was fighting over that shit. But that's what I can just imagine.
Yeah.
This is what I don't get. Oh, nah, it don't make no sense to me. It just,
and her name
just
is Two Sides, you feel me? She's with the business. She a nice stripper.
But I was like I said, I was looking at that situation. But I just can't do it. Like I said, I go to the strip club. I've been to the strip club. And it's just funny, though. Cause like I said, the last time when I threw her that money and the trick that she did, it's just funny because that shit is like taboo now. It's just funny how times change. Because nowadays, bitches already know you got to do some kind of trick. You know what I mean? It's already part of the game. You can't even step into it without knowing something. You know what I mean? Or knowing how to do something now. You know, back then, this is like when I was in college. I was like 21, 22. That's like 10 years ago. I'm talking about the time I was in the strip club. And that bitch was doing shit like that or whatever. This kind of shit, you know, you had to find bitches with skills. Back in the day, bitches just wasn't really doing nothing.
Now they got pole dancing classes that everybody can take. Like,
shit. Like, it's just like,
it's on a different level. Like, man.
A whole nother level. Like, but why?
But this is also what I mean. This is where the, see what I mean. See what this. I keep pointing at where society, where we're going as a whole, and everything. It's where the money's at. That's why it's so lucrative. Niggas is doing all kind of shit to make money, to go throw money at these type of bitches, doing all these tricks and shit. That's just, you know, common. It's common now. There's no. It's almost like. It was like when I was at that strip club, it was like, ooh, that bitch did something. It was a surprise. Now it's like, bitch, you better do something. You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. You just expect, like, bitch, you better be doing something. Like, nah, if you ain't doing shit, you ain't getting shit. It's automatic. Like,
yeah.
Automatic off top. If you don't do shit, you ain't getting shit. So it's like, you better come with something. But that's just where we're at. That's why these bitches is losing their fucking mind. That's why shit is going crazy, but. Like I said, nobody listens to me. It's okay. I'm just watching. It's just funny. But strippers, like I said, all power to you. To see this niggas, what they be saying, putting pussy on a pedestal. Can't do that.
What?
Can't do that. They how they be putting pussy on a pedestal. That's where it's at. I mean, it's up there pretty high right now for people. I'm sorry, it is, and it's interesting to see that.
I mean, it is the best invention in the world,
and nobody's denying that. But that doesn't mean that, you know, just because you have the greatest thing doesn't mean that you know, great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah,
it is. They're like,
they're not Spider-Man though.
Yeah, they're not Spider-Man, but nigga, that's a good quote. Nigga, don't be. It's okay. It still works. So.
It still works.
Anyway, we'll be right back. MIA, Fresh Wheel, hanging out, man. We'll be right back. We're going to let the ladies take over there for a little while.
What you want to do? Time to end. Whip it in my shit. 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 Time to end. Whip it in my shit. Whip it in my shit. Whip it in my shit. Time to end. Whip it in my shit.
Around here, my name was Lady Kim. I'm gonna be around here. So he asked me, you nasty and classy, you're my suit sign, cause I'm like Star Rassy. So the way the men do, you don't wanna do what I think you wanna, cause you wanna fool around, get a beat on the sound. So you had to do it now, now I look good, cause the boy wanna do it now. You don't know me, homeboy, you better. ask me first. I got this little fucking nigga to be down to dirt. I line them up, but turn the nerve and making them hurt. Cause I ain't trying to nurse to be making a verse. I'm making a verse, I never lie, baby boy. I'm just too for real, don't need to cry, baby boy. So play me now like I am a toy. So what you trying to say is you trying to say I'm not for sale, why you trying to pay? Smart in the bugs, sell us the streets. All they do is win, down claim the fee. Get it? Got it? Good to peace. I bet for the ladies, 365. Watch out for the thing in the guy.
Like that. Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but some slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Soft Sundays, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Make sure everybody's still good. Phone, you still good?
Yep.
All right. Everybody, you still in the building?
What it do? I'm here.
All right. Now, we all know, like I said, as we come into the new year and everything, there's a wide range of more bullshit that's about to hit the airways. Now, again, when it comes to these reality shows, it's what's so sad about it is that they always constantly try to look either, it seems like they're either trying to outdo themselves or they're trying to look for the most depressing people that they can find. And they seem to keep finding people. And then I keep seeming to find myself either coming across commercials for these shows or actually having to sit through some of them because some people actually watch this shit. And I'm going to tell the world what I tell people that watch this shit the same times in their face. You need to kill yourself if you watch any of these shows that we're about to talk about. All right? I'm just saying that off top because this shit is out of, that's the only way it's going to stop from getting on the airways is if people stop watching it. Now, first one.
It's reality, baby.
It's not, though. That's a sad part. Well, some of it was, like the first one. 90 day, what is it before you get married or engaged? It's like a 90 day fiance. That's the name of that shit. This reality show, right? They follow these old people, not old people, but I mean older people, because that's the majority of what it is, that have been online dating with foreign wives over there. These are people that order mail order brides type shit, and or people that are trying to like get their papers or, you know, shit like that. These are these type of marriages right here where foreigners coming in from out of the country and meets up with the dude or whatever, anything like that, that's sent out for her. And they got to follow them because in 90 days, they got 90 days to either get married or see what happens or go through it or get sent back to wherever they came from. Like,
wow, I thought this shit was supposed to be under the table type shit. Like, they're making reality shows about it. Like,
they don't even care. But some of them, yeah, but there are those people out there that really do have mail order brides. I mean, you really can't get, I mean, there's nothing illegal about, you know, dating somebody over the internet that's overseas or whatever and then making it official when they come. I mean, that's basically how they cover it to make it, you know what I mean, if they want to put it that way, because there's nothing technically illegal about that. But just the fact that this is what's coming to the airways. This is what people will be watching soon. Like, I don't understand. Another one coming out. My 600-pound life. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
That's about bigger people.
Why do I want to know about the life of people that's over? And I didn't even know there were so many. I didn't even know there were this many. Seriously, and I mean, I talk about fat people. I mean, there's fat. And then there's, like, we're talking about these seriously obese people, people that can't leave their bed, people that the bitch said, there was one of them, I saw the commercial, she was like, she was laying in the bed, she was like, yeah, I eat, go to the bathroom, the shower, did it all right here. Like, I'm like, if you were to cover up all her skin with clothes, she was just wearing a pile of clothes over in the corner. This is how fat these people are. My 600-pound life. And now we're following around these people, you know, following around all their medical fucking surgeries they got to go through because, you know, they got to be in surgery damn near every other month because the motherfucker's so fat and the body just working so hard to make it work. You know what I mean? The motherfucker don't do shit and can't do shit. So, again, on one side, I can't get mad at the people that's making the money because, again, if I'm over 600 pounds, I can't do nothing or whatever, and I don't mind cameras falling around me for a couple of $1,000 or whatever shit, I got nothing better to do but sit here and let these, you know what I mean? So what? Why not? I understand that. But who wants to sit here and watch these people? When did this become entertaining? Why do I want to hear their stories? And again, you didn't start off, and I have no sympathy. Again, you didn't start off 600 motherfucking plus pounds, you fat motherfucker. What the fuck am I going to be? Because they're going to be like, man, I don't even want to know what your story is. You was eating. That's your story. That's how you got that big. You was eating
and
you didn't
do shit.
That's
a grip of stress eating, because I didn't see it happen, but I actually saw a picture of somebody who is, like, smaller than me, and you know how little I am, you know, and it's like, next thing I know, she was literally bigger than the bed, you know, and when I first started going over there, she wasn't that big. She was still able to move around and walk around and, you know, take care of her daughter and everything like that, but like after a year, she just got to the point where she couldn't even move anymore, and it was like, wow.
And then to get this big, that's what I be saying. See, that's why I be on my nigga phone right here. I be trying to tell this nigga right here. We trying to tell you, man. You don't want to. You need to watch the show. You need to, that's what you do when you say,
what?
You know what? What I be telling you, go for a walk. You just go for a walk. These are the people that don't walk. These are the people that don't walk. It's only because I can't. but I mean, it's just one of those things, like, man, because if you want me to be sorry for these people, I don't feel sorry for them, because, again, all you did was eat. You sat on your ass and you ate. That's the only way you could accumulate that much fucking body fat. And then not only that, I don't feel sorry for your family or any of your friends, because obviously these motherfuckers are the ones who was helping you eat, because you can't eat that much by your damn self. You know what I mean? You can't. At some point in your life, there was some point where somebody should have said, nigga, you need to put that down and pick up a fucking celery stick or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? At least somebody should have said something. You don't get this massive, you know what I mean, unless you're just hiding, and that's your whole point. Like, I'm just going to hide down here in the basement, get as big as I get so I can't even get out the basement. Was that your plan? From the jump? They stories. I don't give a shit about their stories. I don't give a shit about their family. I don't give a shit about their friends. If they got kids, how the fuck? Who fucked you?
Because
really?
They should have thought about
before you got
that
fat. Was that before the 600 pounds? So then, if you got a family, your family sat around and watched your fat ass gain 600 pounds, and nobody get the fuck out of here.
That is pretty fucked up, though.
And then I'm mad at people, like I said, but I'm not mad at you for taking the money. I'm not mad, because y'all might have to pay, like I said, y'all got to pay for y'all doctor's appointments and shit, nigga. Fat people need money, you know, for whatever. Do what you got to do, but I'm mad at the people watching this shit. Like, why are you, what part of this is entertaining? Are you laughing at them? Are you saddened by their pain? Like I said, why are you people going to watch this?
And then motherfuckers, most of them motherfuckers don't smoke weed, so you can't say they have the munchies all the time.
I'm not cold. That ain't my fault. Well, hold on, okay, my fault. Like I said, I get on.
Are you sad?
Shout out to 469-2437. You got Dagger. What it do?
Yeah.
See, by Kevin, the build, man. Happy New Year, boss. What's up with you?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. What's going down on your end, man? How's the New Year treating you so far?
Oh, man. New Year. Oh, shit. New project. Album dropping March. Doing pre-orders right now.
All right.
About to hit the road. Then I got about 4 more albums in the making.
Oh, man, back to the grind. Last time I said, man, I think last time we talked, you was also, man, I think I'm gonna chill out for a little while. I may be wrong, but I think the last time we talked, you was also chill. It's good to know you back out there hitting that grind. Right now, man, like I said, we ain't getting no younger.
Oh, no, man, I can't grind. I mean, I can't get off my grind right now. I got too much money to pay you.
As you should. So you hanging out for a second, boss, man, or you just passing through real quick before we got out of here for the night?
Oh, man, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, swinging through, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, make sure I got everything good on my end. I got to send you the new single, the first single, 2K14 from you, nigga, so I'm going to send that to you later.
Oh, man, you know, I'm always waiting for it, man. Like I said, keep me in the loop on everything, man. Like, always at the same time, you need something, 16, hook, whatever, you know what I mean? I'm there.
You already know I got you this year.
All right, for sure, Levi, man. Holla at me, all right?
Yeah, man.
Go. Yeah, like I said, man, fucking fat people, man. Ain't no sympathy here. But who's watching this? That's my question. Because I want to know where in this. Like I said, I'm not entertained by this. It's not funny. It's not a joking matter. I mean, I may
I
be
really
cold. Whatever you want to call it,
but it's
not funny. It's not funny. So then, if it's not funny, so if you're not laughing at them, then where's the entertainment value in something like this? That's what I don't get, and I don't understand. So there's that show. These are just shows that stuck out. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of dumbass shows out there in the world. Don't get shit twisted. These are just the ones that just really stuck out. Like, are you really? This other shit. The Gypsy Sisters. Have you ever seen the Gypsy Sisters? Huh. First of all, you know what I mean when I say gypsy, right? You know the class of people I'm talking about. You know there's a whole group of people that are known as gypsies. These people are real, right? That shit that be in the movies, yeah. Shit, they're real gypsies, right? Now I thought it was bad enough when I saw the shit about the Amish people. I thought it got bad enough. I thought they fucking with the Amish. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, I thought that. Nigga, these gypsies got a show, man, and it's called Gypsy Sisters. Now look at this incestful, nasty-ass motherfucking show right here, right? It's one gypsy mother, and, like, she's got, like, 9 kids, but it's, like, related to, like, 6 of them that are on the show, and they're all sisters of different varying ages and shit. Now, a little background. This is what I was told about the gypsy class, because, you know, of course, I wound up watching this because I had to stop doing what I was doing so someone could change the TV channel so they could watch the new episode of Gypsy Sisters coming up. It was just so important, you know what I mean? So they just had to watch it. So I'm looking at this shit like, first of all, and they're telling me as it's going on, because if I feel I have to watch something, I at least want to know something, because it just all looks stupid, especially if you jump into it. First of all, you know gypsies believe in incest. Most of the gypsies, like that, the story, there was like 5 sisters. Out of the 5 sisters, 2 of the sisters was married to their cousins, their first cousin. And that's already like prearranged at like 14 and 15. You know, if you like your cousin or whatever, something like that, we're going to hook that up real early so y'all just be situated. Another thing about that is,
y'all just be situated.
And if you look at the show, they all look like something's wrong with them. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen incest kids and babies and shit, right? Like, how they all look like, you can definitely tell they family, but they all really, like, look alike, my nigga. Like,
they all got the same, exactly.
I'm like, look at them, like, and I'm not going to say, and crack-ish, like, bony, it's like either fat or you bony when it comes to gypsies. There's no middle ground. You're either obscene fat or you bony as fuck. So it's like, and they look like little white crackheads running around, man. But again, all women, all talking shit, they're all a bunch of fighters. So you know how that shit go down and everything. All these crackhead motherfuckers like to fight and everything. Now here's another interesting thing about gypsies. Now this is what I found out. Cause this is what their culture believes.
I don't understand right? that. Shit.
This is what they believe. This is what they're perpetuating on the show, so people can watch. And this is what's entertaining to people for whatever reason. This is what's entertaining. The women in gypsy cultures, when you have the women are taken out of school, I think they said at what? I think fourth grade, something like that. The women are only educated enough to read and write. That's all they need. Then they take them out of school, and then they're raised in the home from a young age to nothing but cook and clean. That's all they do. And that's all their worth is. Their worth in the gypsy culture and their things like that is how good they cook and clean. They don't got to go to work. They don't got to do shit. Every day, they job that nothing is out of place anywhere. Laundry, food, take care of the kids. That's all they do. That's their life. That's it. And they're trained that way from jump. And the boys are trained to not do shit but work. So the boys, you know, they go to school, but as soon as they get old enough, they just go to work with dad to figure out the trade or whatever the trade is, and just learn that and just take it over. And like I said, it's just one big circle. But the boys, even as kids, don't have to do shit.
Because all their sisters, all the little girls, is all running around doing everything. Like I said, as a boy, even from a boy to men, come up never having to do shit but go to work. That's all you got to do is go to work. So what it is how you find a good mate is that, you know, the girls are looking for a guy who's the hard worker, who does all that and everything. But then the guys don't want the loose girl because you don't want to have the hoe in the group, even though, you know, it's such a small group. And that's why niggas go to their cousins and everything. Like, you know, it's weird over there.
They all family. What the fuck? Like.
But it's like.
No.
Really?
Can't do it.
Really? This
is
the most
hard of worker you are. You're my blood.
Now, see, I don't know. Part of me, like I said, no, again, the part about sitting back not having to do nothing all your life except go to work, I kind of like that. You know, but who wants to. But who wants a woman like that? You know, really, really, just that's all you do. That's all you do. And even if that's all you do, that's all. Why is it so hard? This is what I mean. Where's the drama at? Why? Where's all this drama being created? Bitch, you cook, you clean, you take care of the kids. You've known that since you were four. That's all you've known. What's the problem? There shouldn't be no issues. Shouldn't be no discussions. This is what I mean. This is just even is dumb shit all the way around the board. Point blank. Period. And then was there anything else? No, that was the last one I wanted to talk about. I mean, if you're watching any of these shows, if you plan on watching any of these shows, maybe you kill yourself now, real quick. Just make it simple. That's just one less person watching these damn shows. Maybe we can get them off the air. They don't make no sense whatsoever. MIA, any shots you want to get real quick before we get up out of here for tonight?
Well, shit. Shout out to the whole world, you know, Happy New Year's, shit. Shout out to Arsenal, Low Diggs, you feel me, We Working, Max Priest, James Wade, Medicated and Motivated, BMF, All Day. Shout out to my little bro, Lil Blue, he out there doing the beat. Yeah, turn out.
There it is. Let's check it in as always. My nigga Fresh with it. Any shout outs you want to give real quick? You want to leave the people know they can find you at anything?
Sure. Shout out to 2 with it, OP with it, IV with it, 4DB with it, West with it. You know what I'm saying? The whole with it gang, the with it mob. MIA, I see you. Shout out to Queen V and her homegirls, you know what I'm saying? Shout out these motherfucking nuts because they so motherfucking big.
Right.
Happy New Year to these motherfuckers, you jabroni. And you can catch me on Tuesday and shit, Hood Geek, Hood Bound, Slap Sunday, yeah.
There it is, man, Fresh Wit. And of course, out, man, Dagger. LA West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Y'all know where we're at. Y'all know what's up. Like I said, shout out to everybody. You fuck with me, I'll fuck with you. Point blank, simple, period. Make it easy. And like I said, all y'all got to do is talk about the show, spread word about the show. Like I said, I got 5 shows now. So let's just run through the lineup. Slap Sundays every Sunday from 7 to 9. Slapping the spitty out of people, playing nothing but the slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. Then, of course, the Triple M Show, Mo Music Monday. All right, 7 to 9. Same time, but all the music, no talk, and it's not what I play, but that's all I'm going to play is music. Turned Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks. You already know what's up, the brand new show, but that's the most hidden show we got out here. Like I said, it's Bang Out Radio. I had to give y'all the hittest music like I can find so that you got them. All right, so I hope y'all happy. West Coast Wednesday, Sunday Nights with Coles, Queen V. You know, adult matters and adult topics. We're slowing down, R&B, get it to lady type tracks. Fuck you Fridays every Friday, 6 to 8, all talk. No music at all. You got something to get off your chest, got something to say, holler at me. If not, then it turns usually into me getting the shit I got to get off my chest. So either way, I'll talk, whatever you do. Number's always going to be the same, 661-621-7559. The show's on the air in your time zone, holler at me. All right, if you ain't doing shit else. And then, of course, you can always send me your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, and, yeah, shout out to my man Levi Kev. And since I didn't get it in when he got it in, when he came on real quick, we're going to ride it out with him on this point of no return. I'll let y'all, yeah, throughout the week, Bang Out Radio, y'all know what's up. Get at us.
I must work the worst for him that sent me while it is day.
Yeah, man.
The night shall come when no man can work. That's one of the things I live by.
Call him a soldier.
The Lord is my life and my salvation, who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, who shall I be afraid? That completes the service.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Yeah, man.
Point of no return and I ain't going back. I think it's high time I finally got my life on track. I take one step forward, then three back. My niggas say it's on my soul, I want it back. Spent a lot of time dancing, so now I'm stuck. I see the reaper with a shovel, I'm like, what the fuck? I hear the devil in my ear, but I can't see the Savior. I got a lot of bad habits, yet I can't break. I got a lot of homies that done lost their soul. I think I need to repent before I'm dead and gone. All this bullshit and beef and I was getting old. I should've listened to the stories that the niggas told. Like this is never played a hand I was dealt. I'm revealing all the feelings that I once felt. I ain't holding nothing back, I ain't sparing no feelings. So if you don't know, stay the fuck up on my business.
Bugging me, man, I'm going insane. People just see the evil and fail to realize that I've changed. I guess there's no such thing as a clean slate or a new page. It really loses my screws, it's hard to control this rage. It's getting to this time where I'm at the day of age. I guess it's just too late, I'm searching to torture that of pain. I'm at the point of no return, I don't really think to save. I've been praying every day for it to go away. Don't think that I can break this gate, find myself to escape. This fucked up life of mine is here to stay. My heart's telling me it's a game where sign me up to play. If they don't see nothing different, well then I guess that it'll never change. Releasing this beast and say they'll never be the same. There is no coming back, I created myself escape. See how I'm only happy when people mention my name. Fuck it, just swallow my pride, it left me with this to say.
I guess that we are all some different-ish. That's a lesson that I had to learn. We at the point of no return.
Trying to judge when I was broke down to my last and needing to help you didn't budge. All I saw was bypass was a shoulder shrug. And now you ask why I walk around with a grudge. All the ones that I used to help fade it out. Now they suddenly got my back, now they see that I made it out. Sad truth, but that's the people that I deal with. When you're down, all your homies fall off real quick. Get back on and all your friends materialize. Every piece of love you had reappears before your eyes. Acting like they had your back since they won when they didn't. But they see you like shining right now and wanna get back in it. So now I play the back and keep to myself. Hit the grind out alone and don't count on nobody else. Focus on my goals and my dreams. And hold it down just for me and my team.
Since the day I was born, I
done made it 30 years, I still got lessons to learn. See, Dagger keeps an open mind in time. You will all remember me, the LA niggas showing middle fingers to who's doubting me. The prophecy, so many niggas try to steer me wrong. And so many bitches claim they love me cause my dick is long. I avoided baby traps with lazy bitch and ghetto rat. And all them hating niggas that was plotting on my paper stack. That's a rack, you hear the track, we at the point of no return.
He's on fire.
Fuck them, I ain't pissing on them, let him burn. The quarter turn, they let me go. The prosecutor did object cause I done did a lot of shit. But Popo just ain't got me yet. Robert still, but didn't kill. Maybe I'll see heaven still. But it's hell on earth, that's why I'm smoking, drinking, popping pills. Let's make a deal. All you gotta do is stay up out my way. I'm past the point of thinking. I'ma listen to my heart say.
Point of no return, this motherfucker.
SME.